Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A cold start to your Wednesday, but heading for some warmer but rainier weather on the way. 33 right now. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Accident-free conditions continue. If you're traveling from Rangeline to 65, a good ride. Schillinger, 3-notch. Also Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65. Downtown, the tunnels, the Bayway, the Causeway, still looking great from the Eastern Shore. Ring in the new year in grand fashion. Come and enjoy the historical oak trees adorned with festival lights as the New Year's Eve package at the Grand. With a grand reception dinner, live entertainment, balloon drop, and champagne. Find out more at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with rain and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
706 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Of course, the national talk, of course, is the back and forth of President Trump along with soon to be, with the giant gavel, Speaker Pelosi, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer yesterday. President Trump up this morning and tweeting, saying the Democrats and President Obama gave Iran $150 billion and got nothing, but they can't give $5 billion for national security and a wall. I'll talk more about that coming up. Also on the way today, Jeff Poor joins us coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more with him. And a reminder, while I lamented kind of the process in which Time Magazine revealed their Person of the Year yesterday, you don't have to, just work with time. We've got a better one. Alabamian of the Year. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this here a couple of years. You are you're the reason it happens. Y'all nominate people for the list, and then we let you vote on them. Time Magazine sits back in some smoke-filled room with a 40-watt light hanging from the ceiling, just a bulb, where they make these decisions. We put it all in the open. We are transparent. You nominate people for Alabamian of the Year. It could be a person, group, an animal.
Yes.
Critter. Right. The critters seem to be pretty big in their category. But you nominate that person, group, critter, whatever you think that most influenced the news cycle in 2018, for the good or bad. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not just a popularity contest. And then we seed the brackets in the upcoming weeks, and y'all vote, and we winnow down the list to the Alabamian of the Year. So your nominations are the start of all this, and you can send them into our text line, 343-0106. Make sure to put Alabamian of the Year or something to that effect so we know when we're looking through all these texts which ones are for nominations. Also, a pinned status on our Facebook page.
That's right. It's the very top of our Facebook page. And I'd say we'll probably take nominations through Friday.
Yeah, that sounds
fair. I want to finalize this list by Friday and maybe have it up for voting by Saturday or at the beginning of next week. We do already have a lot of nominations, but we could use some more to make this a great competition.
Yeah, so our Facebook page, our text line, and the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5 if you just want to hashtag Alabamian of the Year or something to that effect so I can pick it out there. That would help as well. You were talking about that this morning. You said, this guy's got to be on this list. And when you said it, I said, yeah, big time. Not only because he's, from here, Baymanette guy, he is incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. He's been, the voice, right? That's the show?
Right, yeah. Kirk J. from Baymanette. They say he's from Montgomery now, so he moved up to Montgomery. But he's
from Baymanette.
We're claiming him Baymanette. But either way, Montgomery is in Alabama, so he counts as the Alabamian of the Year. But last night, he moved into the final four.
All right.
Of The Voice. And he did a great, great job. On Monday night, he sang I Swear by John Michael Montgomery. Here's a little bit of that performance from Kirk J.
For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
Kid's got lots of talent and a big, big heart, too. He dedicated that one to a little girl fighting leukemia, right?
Yeah, that's right. Courtney Pruitt who's a Montgomery native, a little girl who is battling leukemia. And before he got up there and sang I Swear by John Michael Montgomery, Kirk J., on Monday night, dedicated that performance to her, and that performance was enough for him to move into the final four. So he's getting really close to winning The Voice. That's a big deal for someone from Alabama.
This would be the second person from Baldwin County. Shelby, what's her last name, Brown? Wasn't she from Bay Minette as well?
Is Bay Minette a font of singing talent?
Of lyrical loveliness.
Not only the county seat mm-hmm. for Baldwin County, also the county seat of singing talent. But for sure, unless y'all are doing the nomination, I'm going to go ahead and put him in our nominees, Kirk J., for Alabamian of the Year.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say that he is in the nominees.
All right, keep that discretion. I think you do. When you hear somebody so great, you get the discretion.
Good. So I'm pulling rank here, and I'm saying this is a thing. So Kirk is in on the mix, and once again, keep those nominees coming in. We're going to see the brackets coming up next week. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right. Speaking of the stars and the sky and the moon, we're talking ballistic missiles this morning.
Nice transition. Well nice. Done. Thank you. That's awesome.
Thank you, gentlemen. According to the Missile Defense Agency, an Alabama-made missile successfully shot down a target off the coast of Hawaii on Tuesday. This was the second such successful intercept for the Standard Missile 3 Block 2A missile. The interceptor missile was launched using an Aegis Ashore system. The target was fired from a U.S. Air Force C-17 from thousands of miles away. According to Raytheon, which is based in Huntsville, at Redstone Arsenal, this test was also the first intercept using tracking data from remote sensors. It's a process known as Engage on Remote. The SM-3 and Standard Missile 6 are integrated and tested at Redstone Arsenal. The SM-3 Block 2A is the latest variant, they say, of the missile with a larger rocket motor and bigger kinetic warhead. You know, usually I save the top of the hour for some very serious stories, but this is serious for your belly.
Okay.
Because you can celebrate 12-12, which is today, with 12 delicious donuts, only because the hot light is now on. Krispy Kreme bringing back their $1 deal for what they're calling the Day of the Dozens on December the 12th. To cash in, all you have to do is purchase any dozen donuts at the regular price, and then you can purchase a dozen of original glazed donuts for just $1. $1! So the offer is good at participating locations. There's a limit of 2 per customer. And while you're there, you can get into the holiday spirit because they have some special donuts. Listen to these names. Santa Belly Donut, Ugly Sweater Donut, Holiday Plaid Donut, and Chocolate Iced with Sprinkled Donut. They're also serving peppermint mocha and hot iced or frozen. I say this because I think about our teachers who deserve so much. You know, we'll have another headline about how great our local teachers are, how our state teachers are. So remember that when you think about the hot light and these 12-12 donuts. Just saying, $1. Can't beat that. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
So you are thinking about the teachers. I'm thinking about our coworkers yet to arrive at work. Oh. If they would pick those up on the way in, that would be fine with me.
All right. Either way.
Yes, both of those are for good causes. Mm-hmm. 713 FM Talk 106.5. Christmas on the way, just 2 weeks out now. If you have not gotten your Christmas shopping done for that man on your list that's hard to find the great gift for, the special gift that's also practical, let me solve your problems right now. But let me also tell you, today is the day you need to act. Harry's Razor. It's been shaving with Harry's for over 3 years now. Love the shave with Harry's. Been telling you about the value of Harry's. Been telling you about the convenience of having those blades show up at the door. But right now, you can give the gift of Harry's in a ready-to-gift handsome gift box. In other words, y'all have to wrap it. Here's how it works. You have gift sets starting as low as just $10 with 100% quality guarantee and special offer for y'all. We partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any of their shave sets, including the limited edition holiday sets when you go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE at checkout. Plus, you'll get free shipping, but I'll give you detail on that in a second. Offer is for new and returning customers and only available for the holidays. Each Harry's shaving set comes with that ergonomic weighted handle with the option to have it engraved, which is a nice thing for a gift. German engineered 5-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave. Foaming shave gel for a rich lather. Travel cover to protect your blades. All coming in a handsome holiday gift box. And you're there. You want something for yourself? That's fine. Redeem your Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of the shave before you commit. Get your holiday shopping done early. Free shipping ends today. So act now. Today ends free shipping. did I mention today? So go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. It's harrys.com. Just make sure to use our code MOBILE so you save that $5. 7:15, we're coming right back.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A homicide investigation is underway after a body was found in Escambia County, Florida. Around 7 o'clock last night, deputies received a call about shots fired in the area of Lee Street and North S Street. That's where the body was discovered. The victim's identity has not been released. A grand jury will hear the case of a father accused of firing shots into a car on Interstate 10 in Mobile, injuring his own daughter. During a preliminary hearing Tuesday, prosecutors laid out part of their case against Robert Hooper. Investigators say he chased his child's mother's car for 7 miles, rammed it, shot out a tire, and then fired shots inside. The magical Christmas toy drive is getting a big boost today from students in Mobile County Public Schools. 45 schools participated in a Stuff the Bus campaign, collecting over 2,000 toys. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, 717 FM Talk 106.5, and yes, Shelby Brown is from Alberta.
So Alberta, see? Alberta. Okay, so out Baldwin County.
And of course,
thank you.
Of course, we're getting to many texts in here. John, who's from Alberta too, and says Shelby is the second most talented person from Alberta. Her talent is singing. Mine is satire and snarky comments. So a nice pairing from Alberta. 7:17, time to check sports. Here's Dalton.
All right, thank you, Sean. Time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Current Alabama Crimson Tide offensive coordinator Mike Gloxley is on his way to be the head coach at Maryland. So the Tide have been tasked once again with replacing their offensive play caller. Yesterday, FootballScoop.com reported that Nick Saban plans to promote current Alabama quarterbacks coach Dan Enos to the coordinator position. Enos has drawn plenty of praise for his work with Heisman runner-up Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts throughout this season. Loxley is sticking with the Tide through its college football playoff run, so Enos will take the reins from Loxley at the conclusion of this season. And when he does, Enos will be the fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years for the Tide. Before being brought on by Saban ahead of the 2018 season, Enos spent 3 seasons as the offensive coordinator at Arkansas under Brett Bielema. Loxley isn't the only Alabama coach headed to Maryland following this postseason. 24/7 Sports reported yesterday that former Tennessee coach and current Bama offensive analyst Butch Jones is set to join Maryland's staff. He'll be the tight ends coach and associate head coach. Jones was fired as Tennessee's coach in mid-November of last year. He finished with a 34-27 record in 4-plus seasons in Knoxville. In NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings fired first-year offensive coordinator John DeFilippo following Monday night's 21-7 loss to Seattle. Quarterbacks coach Kevin Stefanski has been promoted to replace DeFilippo on an interim basis, and he'll handle play-calling duties for the remainder of the season. Minnesota has not been able to surpass 300 yards of offense in 4 of its past 5 games. Their record now sits at 6-6-1. They're in line for the 6th seed in the NFC playoffs going into Week 15. In NBA news, San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich moved past Pat Riley for 4th on the NBA's all-time wins list, with San Antonio's 111-86 win over the Phoenix Suns last night. Popovich now has 1,211 career wins. In his 23rd season with San Antonio, Popovich is the longest tenured head coach with the same team in all four major professional sports, and he also holds the second best winning percentage of all time in the four major sports. His winning percentage is .686. Don Nelson is the current leader in all-time wins with 1,335. Popovich needs 124 wins to tie the Hall of Famer. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you gave money or property to someone as a gift this year, you might owe a federal gift tax. Many gifts are not subject to the gift tax. Some examples are gifts made to a spouse or a charity. The value does not exceed the annual exclusion of $15,000. Tuition or medical expenses paid directly to an institution for someone, or gifts to a political organization. You and your spouse can gift up to $30,000 to a third party without making it taxable. One half of the gift can be made by you and one half made by your spouse, though you must file a gift tax return to show that you and your spouse agreed to use gift splitting even when the value is less than the annual exclusion. You do not have to file a gift tax return on gifts made to political organizations or when paying someone's tuition or medical expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with rain and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, traveling eastbound and westbound right over the Bayway, right in the middle of the Bayway, we've got a decent amount of fog, so be careful. The few accidents we've had been cleared up. We've got delays from Airport near Providence, also by Baker High School. And the good news is a few accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots. It's Breakfast with Santa. Celebrate the magic of Christmas with Santa and his elves in the historic Crystal Ballroom inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy the delicious breakfast buffet this Saturday, the 15th. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday morning. And yeah, just doubling, tripling down on this. As we talked about Kirk J. earlier, we're taking your nominees for Alabamian of the Year. Just like last year, you have control of the nominees. You put them in, then we'll seed the brackets. Then you get to vote. So unlike Time Magazine doing their stuff in some deep, dark hallway of the vast Time Magazine empire, we're doing it like with y'all. So y'all nominate the people, you get to vote on them, and then we award the Alabamian of the Year at the end of the year. Probably the way the week falls, it'll probably be in the beginning of the new year, that week of New Year's. So we'll talk about that more coming up. 7:24, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Okay, thank you, Sean and Dalton. And this is just a reminder, as we talked about last hour, the importance of not doing drugs.
But this for the children, this is the about 1 millionth time.
Yeah.
So take notice of these stories. All right.
So a Mississippi man who thought he was being chased by real-life zombies was caught ramming vehicles at a local Walmart. He's been sentenced to 15 years behind bars. 32-year-old Sean Michael Stroud is from Kiln, Mississippi, which is about 85 miles west of Mobile. So he's pled guilty to aggravated assault, grand larceny, and malicious mischief after stealing a John Deere front-end loader.
Nice choice.
From Gulf Recycling back on April 8th. And then he drove it to the Walmart where he began ramming random vehicles. So during his sentencing, December the 7th, he was told that he must now pay $41,000 in restitution and serve 5 years on post-release supervision. Multiple media reports are reporting that Stroud was on drugs during the entire incident.
You don't say.
You don't say. A very expensive lesson as to why you shouldn't use drugs. Reason number 1,000,000,002.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about your breakfast because clearly I'm hungry. It's like my third news headline involving food. There is a recall alert in effect and it may impact what you're about to eat right about now. Nearly 30,000 pounds of Jimmy Dean ready-to-eat frozen sausages have been recalled because they may be contaminated with metal. According to the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service, Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve original sausage links made with pork and turkey. Right now somebody's reading the box, like as I just read that. Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve original sausage links made with pork and turkey, sold in those 23.4 ounce pouches, those are being recalled. The items were shipped to Tennessee, which then distributed them to retail stores. The pouches have a use-by date of January 31st, 19. Here's the deal. Back on December 10th, that's when at least five people complained of metal pieces in their sausage links. If you have these products in your freezer, in your refrigerator, or you're just about to heat them up, throw them away. Return them to the place of purchase. If you have questions, call Jimmy Dean. Their customer service line is 855-382-3101. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And I would just say back to your first story.
You can
tell a lot about this guy being on drugs with his choices. One would know if you were fighting a zombie apocalypse and we're going to get a piece of heavy equipment.
Yes.
I mean, a front-end loader is good, but I would get something with the articulating brush cutter, which if y'all have seen this,
Don't give him any ideas for the next one.
So articulating brush cutters, you may see them like a rotary mower, even though a lot of us in the South call them bush hogs, even though bush hogs are brand name. By the way, what's up, Selma? They make them in Selma.
Oh.
But rotary mower, like Dalton and I have spent a lot of time pulling those in our lives, cutting acreage. They make an articulating brush cutter, and it's the ones you see that go down the side of the road and clear like the rights away, or you can limb out roads with them and all that. So it's this rotary mower, but it's on an arm that you can move out.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm thinking if you're, you know, you got the zombie apocalypse, I mean, the front end loader's nice, but if you had that arm, you could, you know what that would do. So.
Yeah, the front end loader, I'm just seeing a guy, you know, picking up zombies and putting them back down and picking them up. No.
You got to chop them up. So I'm thinking the articulating mower would be the better choice.
Wouldn't you have loved to have been a family walking out that Walmart saying, "What is going on?
Oh no, the family truckster." There
goes her. That had to be a sight for sore eyes.
There it goes. The guy has a front end loader in the Walmart parking lot.
You can't make this stuff up, people.
Also, in the news overnight, a 4.4 magnitude earthquake was centered in East Tennessee, felt as far as Northeast Alabama, North Georgia, even down to, they said, downtown Atlanta. It registered there as well, near Watts Bar Lake, right?
Yeah.
Near Knoxville,
if you look at
Lenore City.
At the image that they have where, you know, they put the circles kind of like the seismograph-looking thing around where it happened, and they've got the star directly on Watts Bar Lake, which is right next to Watts Bar Dam.
Yeah, Loudon Dam. There's a... Where Fort Loudon's near there or something like that. Yeah, this is the area that would be just west of Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
But you don't hear about, you know, earthquakes happening very often in Tennessee.
No, and it's not a big story.
You were talking earlier about probably the biggest earthquake that's hit there back in the 1800s. But as far as registered earthquakes, this is the second highest one they have since 1973, a 4.7 magnitude hit near Maryville back then. This was a
Maryville.
This was a 4.4 today.
Is that Louisville's cousin?
Yeah, it's spelled like Maryville, but it's Maryville. If you're in that area, I've learned. So, yeah, the 4.7 in the 70s, and then they didn't have an actual number, but 1811, 1812, the New Madrid Fault on the other side of Tennessee with a gigantic earthquake, big enough, it ripped the land asunder and created Real Foot Lake that's up there in the northwest corner of Tennessee. There you go. So 4.4 overnight. This is we didn't feel it down here, but maybe we'll ask Dr. Bill about it. He joins us right after we check in with News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 46-year-old man has been indicted for allegedly raping a 3-year-old 30 years ago. A sexual assault kit performed on the child at the hospital decades ago sat on the shelf not tested for years. It was one of 757 rape kits finally tested this year thanks to a new grant.
We have several more kind of in queue in the investigative process that we'll be presenting to the district attorney's office.
Timothy Robinson is due in a Mobile courtroom tomorrow. Four postal workers in Mobile are accused of stealing mail. Ontario Rogers, Devin Donald, Chambria Hill, and Chardé Martin have been indicted on drug and theft charges. It's not clear whether or not the four were working together. An important update for drivers before beginning your morning commute. A section of Range Road near Highway 20 in Niceville is closed. Crews are working on an emergency repair. A main break was reported last night. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
An emergency debate is underway in Great Britain's Parliament about Prime Minister Theresa May's handling of Brexit. May faces a no-confidence vote, but says she'll fight it with everything she's got. In a heated exchange with Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer yesterday, President Trump threatened to close the government if Congress didn't give him $5 billion for a border wall.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country.
Well, this morning, the president is citing yesterday's shooting in Strasbourg, France, as a reason for continuing work on a wall. French police have not yet linked the shooting to terrorism. In less than 3 hours, the sentencing hearing for Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, will begin. Cohen could get about 4 years in prison. His lawyers are asking for leniency, saying some of his crimes were motivated by overenthusiasm for Trump. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The U.S. and the European Union are squaring off at the World Trade Organization in a dispute that threatens to cripple the WTO and undermine Western efforts to counter China's state capitalism. At the heart of the conflict is a move by President Trump, a critic of the WTO, to block appointments to the WTO's appellate body, which has final say on trade disputes. An EU-led group of 12 WTO members is expected today to propose organizational changes to address the U.S. complaints when a meeting of the WTO's General Counsel convenes. Lawmakers have reached an agreement on the Farm Bill. The $867 million package will fund key farm safety net programs without making significant changes to the massive food stamp program that serves nearly 40 million low-income Americans. The agreement was signed by members of the House and Senate Conference Committee following months of negotiations to reconcile conflicting versions of the bill. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $52.76 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschrodt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, another morning in the 30s, warmed up now to 33 at our studios. What's the day hold? And let's talk about the next couple days and the weekend.
Yeah, we're going to warm up quite a bit today. Yesterday we had a high of 58 degrees. Looks like today as high as 65, so it's going to be mild. That temperature is just a little bit above normal, so that's good. And so we'll have a little bit of sunshine today. Should be pleasant. Now, tonight, things begin to change. We've got a storm system now that's rapidly developing over southern Oklahoma. It's going to track through Arkansas, and eventually tomorrow and into Friday, it'll cross Mississippi and Alabama. And that's going to give us plenty of rain. So tonight, mostly cloudy. A few showers are possible after midnight. The low tonight will be in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day with a good chance for rain. And the temperatures will be on the mild side tomorrow, around 65 degrees. The rain will continue tomorrow night and then gradually taper off on Friday. As for Friday, look for mostly cloudy skies. Most of that rain will be in the morning and the high on Friday in the lower 60s. And after that, things look really good for the weekend. Mostly sunny for both Saturday and Sunday. Upper 50s on Saturday, low 60s on Sunday. So we're going to get the rain over with before the weekend. And by the way, there is a possibility of some isolated thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night. And there's a slight chance that we could see a severe thunderstorm. But most of the rain will be in the form of showers, possibly heavy at times, especially tomorrow night.
All right, so severe thunderstorms, but no discussion of any kind of tornadic activity or anything like that?
I don't expect anything of that nature, but again, there's just some isolated thunderstorms. This means just a slight chance that one or two of those could become severe. Around 1 to 2 inches of rain could occur through tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then after that, things look really good for the weekend.
You know, the tornado discussion just comes to mind because I think back, you know, over, I don't know, what was it, started maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that, where right. We had the Christmas tornadoes. I know they weren't all on Christmas, but here in December, that kind of sticks with me.
That's right. We had a couple of tornadoes affect the Mobile area about a week apart. And, of course, one of those was right on Christmas Day.
So it can happen. It's just not looking like it's happening now. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Dr. Bill Williams with forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic with Kane. That's coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, I talked to Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti on the state of our economy today. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over 7 decades.
Hello, I'm Tamara Petrie. Whether you're buying or selling a home, I have the skills and experience you'll need to get the most out of your next real estate transaction. Call today, 251-689-9880. You'll be glad you did.
Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti predicts that the United States will continue to kick tails and take names. But, he says, that will start again after these silly tariffs finally go away. Peter offers insight into how the U.S. economy is doing, drills down into the economy of the Deep South, and specifically, the oil and gas businesses that are so important to our region. Finally, based on the stock market, Peter says we'd better get ready for a wild ride next summer. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, not a bad start coming up from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, across the Bayway and the Causeway. The fog is all but burned off now. Downtown looks good as well. The heaviest traffic you're going to find along Moffitt, University, Airport, and also Dolphin at 65. School Zone's got a lot of radar, but no wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with Toyota Care. No cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Poor joins us, and of course lots to talk about. Shutdown and the posturing going on right now in Washington. That, and we'll talk some state news as well. 740, here are headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to fly this plane and land it right here.
That's right. I'm going to sit back, lean my chair back, get my tray table down, and just roll.
It's like Wacky Wednesday, clearly. It is 7:40. Good morning. Hopefully, you are driving safely. Congratulations to Airbus for successfully delivering their 100th aircraft, courtesy of their Port City location. Of course, that's Mobile. The A320neo was delivered to Frontier Airlines. The aircraft features two horses, Meadow and West, on the tail plane. That just makes me smile.
Yeah.
The full game plan for the Airbus Mobile facility is to deliver four A320 family aircraft per month. Meadow and West got me, clearly. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Quit horsing around.
Nay. Okay. So far, they've delivered 8 U.S.-based planes to their customers: Air Lease Corporation, Allegiant Air, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, Frontier Airlines, Hawaiian Airlines, JetBlue Airways, and Spirit Airlines. Did you know Airbus has three other A320 family production facilities around the world in Germany, China, and France? If you have a penny, you can get a burger today. Actually, a Whopper. And that is not a fib. BK is trying to gobble up Mickey D's customers thanks to technology. It's called the Whopper Detour. It's offering you a burger for 1 cent, but you need to get to driving. So first you download the BK app. You drive to the nearest McDonald's. You have to be within 600 feet of said McDonald's. Use the Burger King app to order your Whopper. And you'll get directions via the app as to where you need to go to the nearest Burger King, because it's geofencing. Mm-hmm. They are geofencing McDonald's locations across the country. In a press release, they say, if a guest is inside of one of these geofenced areas and has a new BK app on their device, the app will unlock the Whopper sandwich for a penny promotion. Once the 1 cent Whopper sandwich order is placed, the user will be detoured away from McDonald's as the app navigates them to the nearest Burger King restaurant for pickup. Offer ends today. So have fun with that. Just remember, only one per customer at that time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm no threat to that. I mean, I can barely figure out which combo I want at either of the places by number. So, I mean,
you get there like you've never seen the menu before.
The treasure map that leads to the penny Whopper. I don't know that I can do it. Hey, speaking of money, too, the second time this week Stormy Daniels has made the news.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, I had Stormy Daniels there present as part of that strippers rally in Louisiana. They were protesting the move to the minimum age to strip to 21. Now, Stormy back in the news. Federal judge has ordered adult film star Stormy Daniels to pay President Donald Trump nearly $293,000 for his attorney's fees and another $1,000 in sanctions after her defamation suit against the president was dismissed. Judge Otero made that order yesterday in L.A. President Trump's lawyer, Charles Harder, had asked for nearly $390,000. Still not bad. I mean, he asked for $390,000, get $293,000. Attorney Michael Avenatti, and also arrested Michael, who represents Daniels, tweeted the order will never hold up on appeal. Okay. Daniels alleged she had an affair with Trump in 2006 and was paid $130,000 as part of a non-disclosure agreement days before the 2016 presidential election. She sued him after he dismissed her claims of being threatened to keep quiet about their tryst as a total con job. The judge threw out the case in October, and now wants the money.
Well, and Avenatti was cleared of those charges.
Yes.
You know that. Yeah, I don't know if they're still going to be on a team, though, because of
she
all
said,
the,
yeah,
well, the he said, I guess he still is. For now.
And I did see some legal experts yesterday, and, well, self-proclaimed legal experts on Twitter.
Yeah, which saying, they all are, yeah.
saying that this was basically Avenatti's fault, because he was wanting the press, wanting to be promoted, and that he should have never pushed this as far as he did. And now it's his fault that Stormy owns so much money.
No, that he just wanted the limelight?
Believe it or not.
No. Don't say.
Has the president tweeted about this yet?
No, but he is tweeting this morning, so y'all can check those out. I retweeted him just a second ago. 7:44, we're coming right back.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A homicide investigation is underway after a body was found in Escambia County, Florida. Around 7 o'clock last night, deputies received a call about shots fired in the area of Lee Street and North S Street. That's where the body was discovered. The victim's identity has not been released. A grand jury will hear the case of a father accused of firing shots into a car on Interstate 10 in Mobile, injuring his own daughter. During a preliminary hearing Tuesday, prosecutors laid out part of their case against Robert Hooper. Investigators say he chased his child's mother's car for 7 miles, rammed it, shot out a tire, and then fired shots inside. The magical Christmas toy drive is getting a big boost today from students in Mobile County Public Schools. 45 schools participated in a Stuff the Bus campaign, collecting over 2,000 toys. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Current Alabama Crimson Tide offensive coordinator Mike Locksley accepted the head coaching position at Maryland, so the Tide have been tasked once again with replacing their offensive play caller. FootballScoop.com reported yesterday that Nick Saban plans to promote current Alabama quarterbacks coach and associate head coach Dan Enos to the coordinator position. Enos has drawn plenty of praise for his work with Heisman runner-up Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts throughout this season. Locksley sticking with the Tide through its college football playoff run, so Enos will take the reins from Locksley at the conclusion of the season. And when he does, Enos will be the fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years for the Tide. Before he was brought on by Saban ahead of this season, Enos spent 3 seasons as the offensive coordinator at Arkansas under head coach Brett Bielema. Locksley isn't the only Alabama coach headed to Maryland following this postseason. 24/7 Sports reported yesterday that former Tennessee coach and current Bama offensive analyst Butch Jones is set to join Maryland's staff as the tight ends coach and associate head coach. Jones was fired as Tennessee's coach in mid-November of the 2017 season. He finished with a 34-27 record in 4-plus seasons in Knoxville. In NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings fired first-year offensive coordinator John DeFilippo following Monday night's 21-7 loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Quarterbacks coach Kevin Stefanski has been promoted to replace DeFilippo on an interim basis, and Stefanski will handle play-calling duties for the remainder of the season. Minnesota has not been able to surpass 300 yards of offense in four of their past five games. The record now sits at 6-6-1. Right now, they're in line for the sixth seed in the NFC playoffs. In NBA news, San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich moved past Pat Riley for fourth on the NBA's all-time wins list. With San Antonio's 111-86 win over the Phoenix Suns, Popovich now has 1,211 career wins. In his 23rd season with San Antonio, Popovich is the longest tenured head coach with the same team in all four major professional sports, and he also holds the second best winning percentage of all time in the four major sports. Don Nelson is the current leader in all-time wins with 1,335. Popovich needs 124 wins to tie the Hall of Famer. 10 minutes to late now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger in Town. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s, and then tomorrow, cloudy with rain and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Get Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. No more fog on the Bayway and no new accidents in the roadway. So far, a good ride coming in from the Eastern Shore, Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fort, and again from Mobile. You'll see the heaviest traffic, Airport, University, Schillinger, and Three Notch. And if you're traveling northbound 65 up towards Saraland, watch your speed. 7 decades of football, that makes the ideal stocking stuffer. Get the tickets to the 70th annual Reese's Senior Bowl on January 26th. On sale now at Senior Bowl headquarters downtown and at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 753 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, glad to have you here. Remember, check out the website. Podcasts available for all our live local shows. You can grab them onesie twosies, buffet style over there, or subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher, or go through Spotify or TuneIn Radio. I got podcasts waiting for you all over the place. Make sure to check one out today. 7:54, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. My theme today has been food and teachers.
Yes.
So let's go with teachers.
Okay.
We love our teachers. If you know one, if you love one, give them a high five. If you are a teacher, high five yourself because of your academic excellence. As the state of Alabama has a new educational ranking, which places them being the teachers, in the top 10 in our nation. Nearly 7% of Alabama's teachers have earned the National Board certification. We're ranked as sixth highest in the U.S., as more than 2,700 teachers across the state are now National Board certified teachers. You can call them MBCTs for short, though. 171 newly certified teachers in 43 school districts. That is a big deal. Governor Kay Ivey says in part, quote, excellent teachers are the single best asset we have at our disposal when it comes to teaching kids. According to research, students taught by our MBCTs learn the equivalent of an additional 2 months of instruction in math and 1 month in English language arts. Board certification is like the gold standard in the profession of teaching. Alabama teachers who obtain their board certification, they're paid a yearly $5,000 supplement. So the top three school systems, Jefferson County, Hoover City, and Birmingham City, they had 15 of these newly certified NBCTs. Here in Mobile County, we have 11. So congratulations to our teachers for doing what they do. The NBCTs, they teach in low-performing or in high-poverty schools in certain subject areas. So this is a big deal for all of our children. Let's talk to you about, you want to hear about, let me scroll through my headlines. Okay, workout options. Because how many of us set this for our New Year's resolution? I'm like raising two arms.
Yeah, we did. I have started here in December.
Yes?
Yeah, I started this week. So
I'm
we're,
so proud
we're
of you.
Yes.
Good
we'll
stuff.
See how it goes.
Well, Anytime Fitness is coming our way. And in the state of Alabama, they want to expand in 2019. Currently, they have 33 locations. They're looking to build a franchise here in Mobile, Huntsville, Birmingham, Auburn, Montgomery, and Tuscaloosa. 4,300 locations internationally. I'm telling you about this because this gym, well, they're open 24 hours a day, strength training, cardio equipment, personal training sessions, and small group programs. So it gives you more options if you're looking to get a jump on your New Year's resolution. Just let you know about businesses coming our way in case you're interested. And this has been our news headlines for this morning. We've talked food, a little workout, and lots of good teachers. Can't beat that. Happy Wednesday, everyone. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn this fitness thing around. I've been busy fitness oyster po' boy in my mouth for the last year. So
you're not kidding.
I've been fitness, all kind of stuff in my mouth.
You know what the problem is? And when you live in a state like this, there's no excuse. Like, you can't say the weather's bad, it's cold outside. I mean, because cold is relative.
You didn't say maybe it's cold outside, did you?
I did not.
Uh-oh.
I didn't want to be all offensive. Not so what's safe for work.
By the way, you'd be happy to hear, if you're pro, which I imagine a lot of folks are, pro baby it's cold outside, three versions of the song are currently climbing the charts. The original, which the original actually was Ricardo Montalban and his wife would do it as kind of a parlor thing, which was kind of cool. But Dean Martin's version from 59, Zooey Deschanel and Leon Redbone's interpretation from the movie Elf back in 2003, and a version recorded by Idina Menzel, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And Michael Bublé back in 2014. All three of those are on the Billboard chart. It's funny how that works.
She used to be married to Taye Diggs.
There we go. See? Mm-hmm. And I don't even know who anybody is.
Have you seen Stella got her groove back?
No, I haven't either. No.
Okay.
Coming right back, hour number three.